Concrete Rose, chapter 25. I ain't shit. I'm a drug dealing, gang banging high school flunk out. That's worse than a dropout. I got two kids by two different girls at 17. I hurt my mama and I hurt Lisa, two of the main people who care about me only because I made them think I'm somebody I'm not. Truth is, I'm the kind of dude who end up in the news or in one of them PSAs they show at school on what not to be. Since I ain't shit, I ain't got shit to lose. I may as well kill the person who killed Dre. First, I gotta make sure that's really red. Monday morning, I look for bus stop Tony. It can be easier to find crack around the garden than it can be to find a crackhead. They stay on the move. I go to Tony's bus stop first and I find his shopping cart and a dirty blanket. No Tony. I walk over to the swap meet. Tony known to ask folks for money in the parking lot, but he ain't there today. I go to Magnolia next. He's sometimes offered to wash windows at the intersections for money. No Tony. I got one other option. The White House. Not the one in DC. I mean this rundown crack house over on Carnation. It used to be white. The paint peeling now, so everybody in the garden call it the White House. Let's be real though. Half these politicians act like they're on crack anyway, selling pipe dreams and shit. Calling it the White House makes perfect sense. I used to be scared to walk by it when I was little. All the people coming in and out had red eyes and scaly skin, like dragons. I came up with this story in my head that it was a dragon dungeon and I was a knight, Sir Maverick, Prince of Garden Heights. I figured I was royalty too, since my pops was the crown of the King Lords. My mission every day was to sneak past the dungeon without the dragon spotting me. Them crackheads ain't care about me, but I would hide behind trees and bushes. It was my own little game. I miss my wild imagination. Today I walk right up to the house, the yard being missing grass for a minute. These days it's just dirt covered in trash. A lady in dingy clothes curled up in a corner of the porch. I'm glad she's snoring. As still as she is, I almost thought she was dead. The White House don't belong to any one person. It's more like the neighbourhood spot for junkies to hide. I walk right in and goddamn the stench hit me head on. It's the strongest piss mixed with this burning plastic smell. I pull my shirt over my mouth and nose. Several people lie around the dim living room on raggedy couches and in corners on the floor. Wisps of smoke rise in the air near some of their mouths and their skin scaly like the dragons I used to imagine. Now, I've seen crackheads before, like on a corner acting a fool or around the neighbourhood asking for money. I done laughed at plenty of them and sold product to a couple. I ain't laughing now. There's no sign of Tony in any room or in the backyard. After a while, I figure I may as well go wait at his bus stop. I head back to the living room and guess who happened to walk through the front door? Tony frees. His eyes get big. Just as his name reached the tip of my tongue, he'd take off. Hey, Tony, wait up! Crackhead's fast as hell. Tony haul ass down the sidewalk. He start to dart around a corner, but I grab his shirt. Let me go! He tried to shake me off. I didn't do nothing. I put my hands up. Hey, chill, I didn't say you did. Them cops told you they questioned me, didn't they? I told them I ain't do nothing. They wouldn't listen to me. He almost in tears. Cops get real dirty when they want some info. Who knows what they did to a crackhead? I believe you, I say. You wouldn't kill nobody. I wouldn't. Dre was a good fella. I wouldn't do that. I know. But Tony, did you see anything that night? He scratched himself. Them look and smell like the same clothes he had on the night he snuck up on me and Dre. I don't want nobody coming after me. Nobody's going to come after you. You got my word. I don't want a word. I want a hookup. Tony, man, I know you got something on you. You little Don. You're just like your daddy. He used to hook me up all the time. Gave me my first crack rock. Tony flashed a gummy grin. He right. I could easily hand him something to get him to talk. My hand drift toward my pocket. I stop myself. Fast as he is, he may take off without talking. I'll hook you up, but first you got to tell me what you saw. Tony stared at my pocket, licking his lips. You promise? I promise. What did you see? I was down the street from your house near Mr. Randall's house. That old mean man. Ain't he mean, Maverick? I nod. Mr. Randall got one of the prettiest front yards in the whole garden and he'll cuss kids out if they get too close. Me and King egged his house once for the hell of it. What happened next? I ask. I was minding my business. Minding my business, I swear. And I heard the gunshots. Liked he scared the mess out of old Tony. Had my heart racing. I dove into Mr. Randall's bushes. Ended up pissing myself right there. That's what Mr. Randall get. Did you see the car? I did. It was red. Looked like an old Impala. And there's my proof. That's the same kind of car Red used to drive. That son of a bitch, I swear I could choke the life out of him. Make him stare at nothing at all like he made Dre. Now give me my hookup. I'm snapped back to the corner with Tony. He got a hungry glint in his eyes as he stared at my pocket. I dig in my other pocket for my wallet and hand a couple of hundred to Tony. Go get you some new clothes and a meal. Then get a room at a motel for a few nights, all right? You need to clean up. His eyes light up more and he reaches for the money. I hold it back. I'm serious, Tony. Don't go blowing my money on drugs. Go get some food, some clothes and a motel. Don't make me come looking for you. I'll do it. I'll do it, he claims and snatches the money. He counts it out and go, woo-wee, I can get me some name brand clothes with this. Oh, Tony, gonna be sharp. He whistled down the sidewalk. That was the first time in a long time that anybody ever said that I'm like my pops. Straight up, it don't feel as good as I thought it would. Chapter 26. There's a lot of things I never wanted to know about my pops. It come with the territory when your father is Big Don. I'd rather hear that he bought kids' shoes and fed families at holidays, not that he got people hooked on crack. Sometimes one person's hero is another person's monster, or in my case, father. Yet it's hard for me to judge him when I'm plotting to kill somebody else's father. But see, taking Med out is the best way for Dre to get justice. It ain't much different from a judge sentencing Red to death row, I think. I ain't really sure why, but I drive 3 hours to Evergreen Prison. Ma let me use her car like she promised. It's real weird looking for a table in the visiting area without her. I grab one in the corner with only 2 chairs, so I don't take one a family could use. There's lots of mamas here with their kids. Kind of surprised me since it's Friday, a school day. Then again, Ma would sign me out early so we could come see Pops. You visit when you can, not when you want. All the kids look real nervous or real excited. I remember them days. First time I came to see Pops, I couldn't sleep the night before. I told everybody all week that I was going to see my daddy. Ma explained that I wouldn't be able to play with him. It didn't matter to me. I bounced in my seat the whole drive up here. Until I saw the prison. That big mountain surrounded by barbed wire drained the excitement right out of me. The stone-faced guards with their guns made me think I was in trouble. Any kid who can still be excited just don't know better. The bus go off and the inmates come in. Today, Pop's one of the first ones out. I stand up. My heart seemed to beat along with his footsteps. He looked older, but that ain't possible. It's only been a couple of months. I think it's the bags under his eyes that age him. He reached the table. Hey. Hey. We just look at each other. I can't hug him after how I did him. He obviously don't want to hug me either since he ain't moving. I sit back down. Thanks for agreeing to see me. Pops, take the seat across from me. I'll always see you. You know that. Faye said you wanted to talk. I watch my fumbling fingers. Pops dips his head so I can see him. My name's not and my eye's not down there. I look at him. This man ought to go off on me. Let Seven treat me how I treated Pops and I'd put his behind in check real quick. In Pops' eyes, there's a whole lot of things he ain't saying, like, I love you and I miss you. I'm pissed at you ain't one. It made my throat close up. I'm sorry, Pops. I shouldn't have cut you off like I did. Oh, madman, I'm not tripping. You were right that day. I had a lot of nerve coming down on you after all I've done. I wouldn't have talked to me either. I forgive you. I'm willing to forget. All right? He reaches fist across the table, even though he's not supposed to. I lightly bump it. A smile stretches across his face. My main man. What's up going on with you? How's baby boy and Lisa? Her pregnancy okay? Ma didn't keep you updated. She did. I want to hear from you, though. My son. Don't tell me you forgot how to talk these past few months, big as your mouth is. Who I get it from? He let out one of them gut-busting laughs. Okay, you got me. You got me. I know. Seven good. He crawling now. I dread when he start walking. He already want to get into everything. Lisa good. Her pregnancy finally. In fact, I dig in my pocket and put the ultrasound picture on the table. I got it from Lisa's appointment last month. The baby ain't a little blob no more. It's starting to look like a real baby. Pops picked up the ultrasound. Would you look at that? That's definitely the Carter family applehead. Man, he just got to grow into it, all right? He, you'll find out it's a boy. Nah, but I know it is. Lisa thinks it's a girl. Then it's a girl. Always listen to a woman's intuition. Won't ever lead you wrong. He held the picture toward me. I wave him off. That's yours. I thought you'd want a picture of your new grandson. Pops laughs. All right, stubborn. How's your mama? She told me she fine, but I know she don't want me worrying if she not. She good. Mo might be moving in with us. Oh, Pop's quiet for a minute. You cool with that? It feel like he drew a line in the sand with that question, he on one side and Mar on the other, and I gotta pick who I'm with. I tiptoe down the middle. I'm cool with whatever make Mar happy. It's nothing against you. I know. There's another pause. You think your mama's in love with her? I picture that light in Ma's eyes that she only get when Mo's around, and that's all of the answer I need. It may be not be what Pops want to hear. He and Ma been together since they were my age. That's 20 years of love I could be messing with. We shouldn't talk about this. I'm fine, Maverick. Be honest with me. I can handle it. All right. It'd take me a moment regardless. I think Ma is in love with her. Pops let out a long sigh. I had a feeling. She love you, Pops, but... He put his hand up. This ain't for you to deal with, Mav man. I shouldn't have asked you, no way. Me and your mama can work through this ourselves, all right? All right. Pops sadly wiped his face. Man, enough of that. What did you want to talk to me about? I tried to figure that out the whole 3-hour drive up here. I honestly ain't sure why I came in the first place. I know I got killed red, no question, but it's like I need to talk to Pops. Need to hear him say that I'm doing the right thing. Need him to tell me that I'm being a man. My foot won't stop tapping. It don't help that we're sitting in a prison surrounded by guards. I wanted to tell you I got some business to handle for Dre. What kind of business? Pops asks. I found out who shut him down. Pop's eyes get big, but only for a second. He straightens up, sneak a quick glance at the guards and look at me. Was it Green? In other words, Garden Disciples. I shake my head. Red, actually. Red? Pop says slowly, and he seemed to figure it out. You sure? Positive. Pop sits back in his chair, stroking his chin. Do you want to take this business on? You know the code, Pops. That's not what I asked you, he says. All I got to do is remember Dre slumped over his steering wheel to know what I want. I can't let nobody get away with it. Then why you come all this way to tell me? Pop says. You don't need my approval or my permission. I want it, though. But if I said that, I'd sound like a little ass kid who need his daddy. I can't be that no more. Instead, I say nothing. Pop sit forward. Listen, Madman, I've been in your shoes plenty of times. I can tell you that it ain't something you forget. Every time you close your eyes, every time your mind wander a little bit, you'll be back at that moment. You sure you want to deal with that? My eyes start to burn. Dre was my brother, Pops. Hey. He cut my cheek. A white guard barked at his back contract. But this Latino guard told him to leave us alone. It would take all of them to get Pops to let me go anyway. I'm here, man, Pops says. Daddy's here. It's okay. Them few words do me in. I say them to Seven all the time, but I ain't heard them myself in years. And they're everything I ever needed. Dre should be here, I blubber. He should be. He deserved better, I say. He did. I want to do this for him, I got to. Pop smiles, so sad it's hard to call it that. There were a lot of things I thought I had to do too. Reality was, I only had to be there for you and your mama, and I failed at that. Carter, the Latino gardener says, that's enough. Papa lift his hand off my cheek and sit back. I won't give you the permissions or the approval you want, Maverick. He says, you're becoming your own man. This is your choice to make. You must make sure it's one you can live with. Yeah, but what about what I can't live with? Can't go on knowing Red got away with murdering my cousin. I can't. Another loud buzz go off, this one signalling that visiting time is over. Inmates and their families stand and say their goodbyes around the room. I only rise when Pops too. This time he don't hesitate to wrap me up in his arms. His host got power. Nothing else exists beyond them. Eventually, he have to let me go. He hold my shoulders. Take care of yourself, all right? You too, Pops. He turn around real fast. Not fast enough. I catch a glimpse of the tears in his eyes.